that doesn't necessarily mean she's ready to write you off. I've known Alicia as long as you have, Ben. I just can't believe she'd be able to forget you so easily. She loves you, Benjamin.
Flamer! Flamer! And whoops!
Little Franklin Richards throws his Johnny Storm action figure doll underneath the stove where the thing, Benjamin Grimm, is cooking up his pancakes.
Hey, Uncle Ben, Torchy flew underneath the stove. Think you could get him for me?
Sure, Frankie. I'm always helping out the Torch when he gets in tight spots.
Wow. Wow, you are sure strong, Uncle Ben.
You ain't say nothing yet, sport. Watch my patented method for flipping flapjacks.
The thing is tossing the stove up above his head.
Alley-oops!
Yee!
Uh-oh!
Relax, Ben. I'll catch the pancakes with my force field.
Oh, thank you, Susie. Thanks, ya. Well, get them while they're hot. Eat them up. So you think I ought to have another go at talking to Alicia, eh?
I'm positive, Ben. You owe it to yourself and your relation to... Oh, what the heaven's name is that?
It's a funny blue light, Mommy.
Like a television image coming into focus, the blue glow materializes into the gallant figure of Starhawk, the mutant from Arcturus, and the leader of the far-famed Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, if it isn't Starhawk beaming in like a third-rate Mr. Spock. Well, can I interest you in some of these hotcakes you almost stepped in?
My apologies. It seems our teleporter needs some adjustments.
Susie! Frankie! This here's the guy who helped me rescue Alicia a while back.
Boop! That was an issue. Marvel 2-in-1, number 61. Boop!
I'm afraid I have little time for amenities, Grimm. I have come to warn you of a grave danger to your world.
Oh, yeah?
As you are aware, my comrades, my fellow Guardians of the Galaxy, and I are presently orbiting your sun in the space station Drydock. For the past few months, we have been making necessary repairs on the ship to enable it to return us to our rightful time era, the 31st century. Mere hours ago, we completed our repairs and we were ready to disembark, only to discover that our comrade Vance Astro was missing. Frantically, we searched the ship, but to no avail. Whether he had been kidnapped or he had jumped ship, we do not know. Astro is from your era. In fact, he exists here as a youth. There are two counterparts. Were these two counterparts to meet, it would cause untold damage to the course of time, creating catastrophe.
Well, if you need a hand to find Astro,
we would handle the search ourselves were it not for the fact that whoever spirited away Astro also sabotaged our ship's tracking devices.
Well, I owe you a favor, so say no more, Star Stuff.
We are alerting your era's other champions as well. If you learn anything, contact us on frequency G-12.
He's vanishing!
He's got a habit of doing that.
Now we go to the quiet residential village that 10,000 people call home. Serengeti's, New York. Among them, one Vance Astrovic, a 16-year-old teenager who's in at least one possible future will grow up to be a guardian of the galaxy.
That's him. I see him. He doesn't see me.
Vance Astrovic?
Huh? Who are you?
Please, do not be frightened. I'm not going to hurt you. I am the Major.
What's with that mask you're wearing?
It's a part of my life system. Life support system. I need it to stay alive.
What do you want from me, Major?
I'd just like to talk with you, just for a bit.
I'd like to, but I got to get to school. If I'm late again this week, they'll...
What grade are you in, Vance?
Grade 11.
Ah, yes, not a bad year at all. As the girl who sits in front of you in Mr. Bohr's class, Pam Healy, has she started passing notes to you yet?
No, she hasn't. She has been very friendly, though. Hey, wait! How do you know about her?
It's you I know about, Vance. You see, I come from the future. The year 3019, to be precise.
Then you're a time traveler, like in the comic books.
That's right. And in my timeline, you are rather famous. A whole lot of people know about you.
Me? Famous? But I'm just a kid. What did I ever do to become famous?
It's what you're going to do, Vance. Let me tell you about it. And as the two Vance Astros walk off together towards Serengeti's High School, a dark gray cloud begins to swell ominously behind them. We will return with Marvel 2-in-1 number 69 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Mm.
Fun Factory, Department M, 141 Smith Street, Englewood, New Jersey, zip code 07613. Super gifts and gimmicks like Spy Scope, pen-sized telescope, spots objects blocks away. Great for spying, sports, girl watching. Spy Scope, $1.95. Venus Flytrap, eats flies, bugs, spiders, even raw meat. Jaws snap shut at your command. Live bulb, instructions, and special soil included. Venus Flytrap, $1.75. Moneymaker, insert a blank piece of paper into the machine, and presto! From the other side comes a previously hidden real dollar bill. A great magic trick. Moneymaker, $1.95. Whoopee cushion. When your victim sits down, it will sound like they let off a real big one. Embarrassing, but fun. Whoopee cushion, $1.25. Phony arm cast. Realistic replica of plaster cast with arm sling. A sympathy winner and a great excuse. Phony arm cast, $3.25. Joy buzzer simulates electric shock. Wind it up and wear it like a ring. Give your friends the vibrating shock of a lifetime. Hide it on a chair. Watch them jump to the sky. Joy buzzer, $1.25. These super gifts and gimmicks and more when you order today from Fun Factory, Department M, 141 Smith Street, Englewood, New Jersey, zip 07613. Sorry, no COD. Canadian orders add 60 cents. Satisfaction guaranteed. Fun Factory! Talk to the birds and mystify your friends. Small, thin candy bird fits against the roof of your mouth. Produces a variety of sounds, you know, chirps, shrieks, whistles, imitating many different birds and small animals. It's durable, easy to use. 5 candy birds, complete instructions, and carrying case come with your package for only $9.95, money back guarantee. Talk to the birds and mystify your friends with Candy Bird. Box 887, Jennings, Louisiana, zip code 70546. Talk to the birds!
Wow! My very own electronic marvels!
As seen on TV, help Spider-Man rescue his friend with Spider-Man Rescue. Help Hulk escape from his enemies with Hulk Escapes. Only $8.99 each. Send to Mark Line Incorporated, P.O. Box 171, Belmont, Massachusetts, zip code 02178.
Wow! My very own electronic marvels!
With Spider-Man Rescue and Hulk Escapes from Markline Incorporated. Only $8.99.
We now return to Marvel 2-in-1, number 69. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Hey, wait! How do you know about her?
It's you I know about, Vance. You see, I come from the future, the year 3019 to be precise.
Then you're like a time traveler, like in the comic books.
That's right, and in my time, you are rather famous. A whole lot of people know about you.
Me? Famous? But I'm just a kid. What did I ever do to become famous?
It's what you're going to do, Vance. Let me tell you about it. And as the two Vance Astros walk off together towards Serengeti's High School, a dark gray fog begins to swell ominously behind them. Back in New York City, on the 33rd floor of the Baxter Building is pulsating with activity. As the Fantastic Four assemble in the monitor room, where under the guidance of Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, they scan the countryside for any sign of the missing Guardian of the Galaxy. I'm sorry, I missed Starhawk's visit. He sounds like an intriguing fella.
I'm sorry I missed him too, Reed. I was high-stepping pretty late last night.
Sue, keep your eye on the energy distortion detector. Ben, you can help Johnny here. According to what you've told me about Vance Astro, he has some sort of mental energy or psionic powers. I've attuned one of our power scanners to register any psionic activity in the region. The monitor I'm at should be able to pinpoint all the objects, that is, anything or anyone that is not native to our time area.
I don't suppose you remembered to call the Missing Persons Bureau either, eh?
Hey, Reed! Reed! I just noticed something weird on the radar weather map. An incredibly large bank of fog is heading here from Upper State somewhere.
That is odd. The news last night claimed today would be sunny and clear, with the high pressure front moving up north.
Reed, I'm getting energy readings from somewhere north of the city, too. You think they're related, Reed?
I don't know, but it's suspicious enough to investigate. Everyone, to the Fantastic Car, now!
All this to check out a bum weather report? Sheesh!
You are listening to a reading of Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, November, the year 1980.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
Yeah. Zoa.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
That's odd. The news last night claimed that today would be sunny and clear, with a high pressure front moving north.
Reed, I'm getting an energy reading somewhere north of the city, too.
You think they're related?
I don't know, but it's suspicious enough to investigate.
Flame on!
Everyone, to the Fantastic Car!
This to check out some bum weather report. Sheesh!
2 minutes later, in the Fantastics 4, top floor air hangar.
I hope Franklin will be okay till we get back, dear.
This shouldn't take too long, Sue. Besides, you can monitor him from the car.
Let's go, brother-in-law!
Everyone set? Hatch open! Liftoff!
How come every time you pilot this crate, Reed, I think I'm watching a rerun of Lost in Space?
That's better than when you're piloting, Benji. I think I'm watching My Favorite Martian.
Hardy har har, Junior.
And soon, as they reach the north of Manhattan.
Holy smokes! Reed, will you look at that fog? I've never seen anything so dense!
It's at the top of the island, about to engulf the Bronx.
Maybe it's one of Mayor Koch's city improvement projects.
I'm worried about the air traffic. The invisibility within the fog must be negligible. I'll check with the authorities at Kennedy and LaGuardia Airport.
Avengers Quinjet to Fantastic Car. Captain America here. Come in, Fantastic Car.
Mr. Fantastic here. Captain, I read you right.
What do you make of it, Reed?
Judging by the speed, size, and density, I doubt that it's natural. And I'm also picking up electrostatic emanations from somewhere within.
Just how the vision and I assessed it. How do you want to proceed?
No sense in both our teams wading in at once. Why don't you let us go in first for basic reconnaissance?
All right, Reed. We'll hang back to bail you out if you're in trouble.
Check that Fantastic Car out. Okay, team, we've got the ball. Let's run with it. Couple our compartments and see if we can gather some data on that fog bank.
right, darling.
Got you, Reed.
Setting their vehicles on automatic pilot, the Fantastic Four maneuver into position to use his or her own particular power.
Flame on! How do you like that? My heat blast should have been able to turn that cloud into a summer shower, yet it's not working. What kind of fog is this?
No matter how high I stretch, I can't seem to pierce through the top of this haze. Just how high does this fog go?
Try as I might, I can't seem to trap any of the fog within my force field, so Reed can have a sample to analyze it.
Look at them go to town. Now what the heck is a musclehead like me supposed to do to gather info? I can't clobber a blasted cloud.
Man, what are you doing?
Benjamin Grimm, the Thing, decides to go inside the fog.
What does it look like I'm doing, Big Brain? I'm going in there for a look-see. I sure ain't pulling my weight by buzzing around like a mosquito.
Oh, wait, Ben. We have no idea what may be inside that cloud. I'm coming in with you, old friend. Sue, Johnny, Ben and I are going in. You two stay back and help the Avengers clear the airplanes out of the way. That's an order. Love, I swear it. Ben, I have you on radar, but the image is getting fainter. Perhaps we better link up our cars before.
Too risky, Stretcho. We're liable to smash ourselves to bits. Can't see a thing.
You're probably right. In radar range, we'll each other altogether, Ben. I'm getting panic the further we up the time range before our radioscope.
Reed. Ah, nuts. We lost radio contact. This here fog is really straight out of the Twilight Zone. In all my days of skyriding, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. At least this stuff ain't jamming up the doohickey that Reed's uses to pinpoint the fog bank center. I can see the center. Long as that don't punk out on me, I ain't flying totally blind.
Meanwhile, back in Sarigetes, New York, the two Vance Astros take the scenic route to high school through the woods near the creek.
So going to grow up to be an astronaut and be sent to Alpha Centauri in suspended animation? And when I get there, I'll be greeted by Earth colonists who tell me my 1,000-year trip was just a joke because in the meantime, they develop faster-than-light spaceships? That sounds wild!
Wild, but true, Vance. And there, in the 30th century, you'll be one of the loneliest, most miserable people on Earth. All your friends would have been dead for almost a millennium. And dead for almost 1,000 years. And because you're trapped inside a life-preserving bodysuit, all the pleasures of real life will be denied to you.
A bodysuit? Kind of like the one you're wearing?
Yes. Just like the one I'm wearing. Just like mine.
There's just one thing I don't understand, Major. How come you're telling me all this?
Don't you see, Vance? By telling you what's going to happen to you, I'm trying to prevent it. The future has more than one course. It's possible to alter what's in store for you. I want you to promise me that you'll never become an astronaut. For unless you do, you'll suffer through the same life I've described to you. Promise me, Vance. Promise me.
Hey, stop. Stop that, mister. You're hurting me. Get your grip off of me. You're hurting me.
The young, teenaged Vance Astro thinks to himself now.
I've got to get away from this guy. I think he's going to go berserk.
Hey, what's this? Some fog is coming up behind me.
He's distracted. Good. Here's my chance. He's looking the other way.
It certainly got murky fast. What do you think of that, Vance? Vance? The kids run away! Was he spooked out by the fog? Or was it me he was frightened of? Maybe I was coming on a bit too strong. But I must make him understand his future is at stake.
I wonder what's causing this fog. Could it possibly be a side effect of my coexisting with my younger self?
So what if it is? I must find the kid. Convince him to change his future. Fog or no fog.
Nearby, shrouded in all this ominous fog.
Whoa! Made it. Am I glad to put this crate on the ground? I ain't ever flowing through such a mess before in my life. Looks like Reed got himself lost. Not surprising, seeing as how he's just a lab jockey while I'm an ace pilot. Anyhow, according to Reed's gizmo here, this here's the center of the storm. Funny, it don't look like much. Doesn't look much different than all the rest. Hey, who do I see through that? Through the mist? I hear footsteps. Is that Stretcho? Is that you?
A large figure looming before me. Could it be my Jovian teammate, Charlie 27?
Hey, it's you, Vance Astro!
The Thing, what are you doing here?
Your pal Starhawk put out an all-points bulletin on ya, spaceman. Probably every do-gooder in the world is out looking for ya. What's the story? Were you kidnapped or what?
No, Thing. I jumped ship myself. I just had to come back to Earth one last time before leaving this era forever. You see, it's important that I talk to my 16-year-old teenage self, who exists in this time period. I need to prevent his future from being my past. I need to prevent him from becoming me.
But why?
You have no idea what my life is like, Thing. In space for 1,000 years, unable to move, but my mind still active. I must have gone mad from all the isolation. And the last time, I went so crazy that my psionic powers came to the surface. Nobody should have to suffer as I did. Not even me!
Listen, pal. You may have great intentions, but your plan just ain't gonna work. I once tried to go back and change my past.
Boop! That was in Marvel 2-in-1, number 50. Boop!
By giving my younger self a serum to turn me back to normal. Well, even though the serum did the trick for me, for him, it didn't do diddly squat for me, as you can tell by one peep at my kisser. All I did was create some kind of alternate world where I wasn't the Thing. I didn't do a damn blasted bit to change my own personal situation. Something tells me that's how it'll work for you too.
Grim, that doesn't matter to me. I'm gonna try. I've just got to try.
Well, why didn't you just explain to your buddies instead of laming out on them?
They wouldn't have understood. They seem to think that if I get too close to my past self...
Yeah. That's what Starhawk said. Didn't make sense to me either. Though, when I met myself, nothing out of the ordinary happened. But what I want to know is what's causing this freaky fog storm. My instrument says it's coming from around here, and if it ain't because of you, then what?
I don't know, Thing, but I'll help you find out if you help me complete my mission.
Hey, wait a goddamn minute!
And while the Thing tags along with Vance Astro in hopes of getting to the bottom of it all, the fearsome fog bank has overtaken New York City. Through the city streets, it creeps like a gang of shadows, robbing the metropolis of its noonday sun. It is thick, dark, impenetrable. Those who see its approach, can do nothing but stare in terror as it descends upon them.
What is it? Oh, what is it?
And even the jaded veterans of 2 electrical blackouts join the panicking throngs, for this is no mere power outage. It is the blinding of a whole city.
I can't see! I can't see! Someone help me! Please!
While chaos reigns in the streets, people flee indoors, only to find that the fog has trespassed there as well. The relenting gloom has the city in its clammy grip, bringing out in full force the city's resident champions like Spider-Man, Daredevil, Iron Man, Storm of the X-Men, the Aquarian, and Captain Marvel.
Meanwhile, back at the point of the Misty Menace's origin. Though I can't see it yet, just ahead should be the house where I lived. This is probably the first place my younger self would run to, assuming that he's been able to find his way through this fog. Here, I'll knock at the door.
Why, Vance, how nice of you to drop by. Remember me, your pal, Charlie 27. Come in, we're expecting you.
What did you do to the kid? Where are my parents?
They're all here, safe and sound now. Will you be a good boy and beam back up to the ship with us, or...
No! You'll have to defeat me first! Oof! What a crush! What? What is going on?
Now look what you made me do, Vance. Put my 2-ton body through your parents' living room floor. Now was that very nice of you? If you don't watch it, you're gonna make me lose my temper.
Now listen, you guys. Vance here only wants to talk to his junior self. Why don't you just let him get it over with and then...
Stay out of this thing. The stakes are higher than you know.
Stakes makes Tumblard. Now, don't go flying off the handle. Your pal, Vance, ain't gone crackers. He's just a bit preoccupied.
My pal Vance is the one causing this fog, Rockhead. Or haven't you figured that out yet? If you don't let me by in 1 millisecond, I'm just going to have to use a bit of my Jovian mass to clear the way.
Boom! Ow! Ow!
Yondu, Martinex, grab Vance before he can escape into the fog.
Oh, wow. Just for once, I tried to be reasonable before slugging. And look where it got me!
Vance, this is Yondu. In the name of our friendship, please help. I am loath to lose my Yucca arrow on an ally.
Oh, I'm halting all right, Yondu, but only because I wanted to bring you all out into the street where I'll have room to fight. The thing recovers from his pounding from Charlie 27 and takes another run at Charlie 27, colliding into him from behind.
Wait a minute, Fatso. I ain't through with you yet. Riling up the ever-loving blue-eyed thing is a sure way to make yourself eligible for the Red Cross.
I'm not familiar with your idiom, but your grip is most persuasive.
Oh, I'm just so sorry. I was squeezing you a little tight there around the body. Come on, let's see if you can if you can still fly.
Whoa!
Yep, looks like you can fly.
My arrows just spin around you until you are unable to stand up. You know that, Vance. Please surrender for your own good and that of your world.
In a pig's eye, I will. That garbage can lid on the ground. If I can just reach it psychokinetically, I can throw it. Ah, I got it. Now to put it to good use, just like my childhood hero, Captain America, would have done. But Vance Astro's desperate attempt at disabling the Yucca Arrow's master has failed to take into account the third of his companions turned adversary, Martinex, the silicone-celled master of thermal energy. He cannot strike them with the garbage can lid he just threw at them.
Now, come on. Now, come on, Vance. That makeshift projectile is no match for my heat discharge.
Maybe not, but it did make Yondu let go of his arrow and put them both on the defensive. Now, to follow through with a direct frontal assault. Courtesy of my psychoblasts.
Vance, your actions have become irrational. You forced me to end this charade in a manner I was hoping I might have been able to avoid.
From the Crystal Man's hand surges another blast of biocinetic energy. While the Pelluvian usually uses it to dispel excess body heat, this time he uses it to draw heat from another. And as the determined Earthman advances upon him, he begins to slow down. Literally frozen in its tracks. He froze me. He's frozen me inside my protective copper life suit. If I dare move, I may crack it, exposing my thousand-year-old skin to the ravages of air. I dare not even use my blast for fear the recoil may knock me over. And so then on.
Keep up the racket so I can find ya. I can find ya through this mess of a cloud.
The thing, he must be bested, Charlie. He must have bested Charlie.
Ah, there you are. Ah, what you done with Vance? Why ain't he moving?
Perhaps a Yucca Arrow shall succeed where brute strength has failed.
Hey, what's the idea? That nutty shaft's buzzing around me like a spaced out hornet. I'm getting dizzy.
He has fallen. I have made him fall.
Hey, you guys, remind me not to pick fights with 20th century Brickman. Wow.
My head is spinning so bad I can't lift a pinky finger.
Great work. You nabbed Vance.
We must be cautious of his condition. I have made him most fragile.
Well,
relax, Marty. I've been carrying Vance's load for years. I won't let him down now. Contact Starhawk. Tell him he can beam us up now.
Huh. I've got to get up and help Vance. I can't let dizziness keep me down.
We will return with Marvel 2-in-1 number 69 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Let's see what ads do we got here.
Tail spinners from out of the sky! 8 a.m. New adventures of Mighty Mouse and Heckle and Jekyll. Here he comes to save the day along with those magpies who will put you away. 8:30 a.m. The new Tom and Jerry comedy show. To catch or not to catch, that is the quest. With wacky tactics, the methods do their cat and mouse madness. 9 a.m. The Bugs Bunny Road Runner.